Welcome to Sunday Conversation. It's Janae Renee.
This is Teddy Reese.
What's going on with you, Teddy?
It's another wonderful Sunday. How are you?
The last Sunday in October. Where the time is flying by.
It's the last Sunday and we're getting ready for Halloween and trick-or-treat.
I think I might actually get some candy this year. I have never bought candy for the kids on Halloween.
So you're the type of people I hated when I was growing up.
Why?
Because we would put on our kind of stuff and create costumes. Because, you know, we were poor. We couldn't buy no costume.
Oh, okay.
We would make our costume and I would get all made up just to get somebody's house and then they don't have no
candy. Here's the main reason for me. Most of the apartments, with exception of one that I stayed in St. Louis, you had to be buzzed in. So it was like a problem. You know, half the time they couldn't get in.
Okay.
You know, that was really the main reason.
You lived in the bougie
apartment. A little bit.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
You know, in St. Louis you got to be you gotta be in a safe area in the loo. So
all
you know,
right. Surprise, I'm accustomed to you just pull up. All they gotta do is make sure you don't hit the person coming out.
Wait, so they sent around a notice in my apartment complex, you know, just saying let the people know or leave the light on or something if you want to participate. So really, I think it's just for the kids in the apartment complex. So I think I'm gonna participate.
The store, just get a couple bags of candy, and you know, if you participate.
Some of that candy you might not want to get out of there, but you know, I'm gonna be like the person they don't want to come to anyway. I'm gonna get some of the fun size snacks, salad snacks. That's gonna be the candy I'm giving out.
Salad,
yes. I'm keeping it healthy.
That's
or some I need to find some organic candy. I got some organic candy at home.
Children.
I'm gonna see if I can buy it in the bulk. I got organic candy at home. They gonna, like, after two kids knock on my door, they gonna spread the word in the complex not to come to my apartment.
Sure, with a Caesar salad you want to. These kids gonna be like, ma'am, it's Halloween, not Thanksgiving.
Fun snack size. That's what I'm giving out.
It's not healthy eating at this time. This is Halloween. And you giving out carrot cubes and
broccoli pops.
Oh,
a friend of mine made some of the vegetable pops one time for her kids.
I'm getting her house.
That's what I'm giving away. If they come to my door, I got it. Some organic. All right, so it is the end of October, last Sunday in October. And, you know, October really is
it's
an awareness month for everything.
It's
like
busy.
You have, you have things like National Applejack Month, National Cookie Month. I didn't know this was National Seafood Month. I would have had seafood
National
all
seafood
throughout
month.
The
now,
month.
If this is National Seafood Month, Red Lobster slipping on this because I
feel like
nothing.
I saw a commercial where they had unlimited something going on.
They always got unlimited shrimp.
So maybe. Maybe it was the shrimp. Maybe that's why they got it, because it's National Seafood Month. Also,
all the time.
Caffeine Addiction Recovery Month. I don't have that issue because I don't, you know, drink coffee or anything
well,
like that.
Bless everyone who's getting over caffeine. May, you know, glad that you were able to do that.
But it's like hundreds of things that they recognize during
caffeine
the month of
Addiction Recovery Month. I'm sure Starbucks don't like that. But
and then American Cheese Month, National Pizza Month. It's all type of things that's happening in October. And then you have two big things that I feel like we talk about the most, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But there are several other serious issues that it is an awareness month for that we don't necessarily talk about a lot. And one of it is spina bifida.
Bifida.
I always say it wrong. Bifida.
And that's the short name.
Awareness.
I'm
oh, okay. We're going to find out the full name in the right.
We're about to get the loan because we have a guest here today. You know, she's a very strong woman in her own right. And, you know, she lives with this every day and she's managed to be extremely successful with it. And, you know, to me, I have a special place in my heart for people that are living through things but find the strength to be a messenger for that cause.
Yes, indeed.
To me, they are the most genuine and the most deserving messengers. And so we're just honored to have her here today. You want to go ahead and introduce us?
Ms. Jaquilla, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Awesome. So you're here to talk about this
Spina Bifida. Yep.
Awareness Month.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what this is.
Well, it's also known, I guess the short synopsis of it is split spine.
Split spine.
Meaning as the spine forms when a woman is pregnant, as the spine forms, there is a misform. It doesn't completely go. There is a gap.
Okay.
So let's say it's in the top part of your spine all the way through, you know, the C vertebrae, L vertebrae. It skips.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes a forms a sac sometimes. It forms a curvature, which sometimes is outside of the body, and sometimes it's not. It just depends on the type of spina bifida that you have. But it's basically split spine.
Do we know what causes it?
There's no true known. No one in my family, father's side, mother's side, no one has it. So I can't necessarily say it's hereditary. I have heard that it is from a lack of folic acid. You know, make sure you get your 400 milligrams or 400 of folic acid if you are in the pregnancy phase, if you're trying to get pregnant, if you're already pregnant, make sure you get the folic acid. But then again, there is still no guarantee.
Mm. And so you were born with this.
Yes, ma'am.
And just tell us a little bit how it has affected your life on a daily basis.
Well, okay, like I said, there are a few forms, and I'm 42, and I'm just finding out about three other forms.
Oh, wow.
I've heard of the three most common, which is occulta and meningocele, and then myelomeningocele, which is what I was born with. But then there are three others, which is occult, spina, dysraphism, which OSD, and then there is lipomeningocele and recessus. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Again, I'm just now becoming familiar with it. In my case, with the myelomeningocele, part of my spinal cord and nerves were, when I was born, outside of my body.
Mm.
If you hold up your thumb and to the first line of your thumb, that much of my spine was and still is out of my body. I had a skin graft. So I literally live with a bulge on my back, which is part of my spine, but it's covered by skin. So I guess in that sense, I'm okay. I still have to be extremely careful not to hit it, not to bump it, not to anything. Mm-hmm. Because it shocks my body. I did it one time, and that's all it took, by accident, and it shook my whole body. So I know to be extremely cautious and aware of my circumstances behind me.
Right. Now, for women that are pregnant, is there any type of test that can be done on the fetus to find out if they have it?
Okay,
like
there
before
is
the child is born.
There is three prenatal tests. One is a blood test that could be done during the 16th and 18th weeks of pregnancy. It's called an alpha fetal protein test. And there is another, of course, the ultrasound. And in the ultrasound, you can actually see. Depending on how far along you are, you can see. And then there's the other, which is the amniocentesis, where you eject some of the fluid.
Okay.
And even in those cases, I'm 42, like I said, so back in 75, they didn't have the things that they have now.
Right.
They have in utero surgery. You can go in and alter the baby's body while still pregnant.
Mm.
They did not have that option. So it will not completely negate what will happen with spina bifida, but it'll limit it. It should. It should limit it, you know, so they can go in and do some things.
So what is every day like for you? For our listeners that are listening to this and just want to know how this impacts you, talk to them about some of your daily challenges.
Well, in my case, along with the main spina bifida, I also have hydrocephalus, which is water on the brain. The cerebral fluid with the gap that's in my spine, it didn't flow correctly. It stayed up top. So I have a shunt, and it goes from my head down to my abdomen, and it continually drains spinal fluid.
So what's a shunt?
A shunt, it reminds you of IV tubing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks just like IV tubing. It's smaller, but it's just like IV tubing, and it's in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be aware of that. I have to be aware of how I position my body. I don't feel it until I do something to it. I could hold my neck in the wrong position for too long, and then I'll feel it tighten up. I also have, or a subsidiary of spina bifida, is neurogenic bowel and bladder. Again, you know, we know the spine controls a lot of different things in your body. Mm-hmm. Depending on where the misform is, that'll say what is impacted. For me, it's below my knees. It's, again, like I said, hydrocephalus. It's the bowel and bladder. And neurogenic bladder and bowel is my bladder does not send a signal to my brain. That nerve is damaged. So I really just don't know when I have to use the bathroom. That's just cut and dry. So I have to be mentally aware of that. So my day to day is a lot of multi departments in my head of remember to use the bathroom, remember not to touch anything on your back, remember not to keep your head a certain way. It's just a lot of dynamics. It depends on the days. Some days are good. To me, it's as normal as possible. And some days are not, because it depends on what's going on. Weather could affect it. Stress could affect it. Doing too much could affect it. Being too still could affect it. Mm-hmm. I have to just always be aware of what I'm doing. Always.
So what would you tell maybe a parent that has a child with spinal bifida?
What I tell anybody, regardless if it's relating to spina bifida, don't let other people dictate. Don't let other people categorize. Don't let other people say. My mother said that the doctors told her I wouldn't live beyond 6 months. I'm 42. Had I lived beyond 6 months, I would be a vegetable. I'm not.
Right.
Had I, you know...
And then another thing, you were telling me you have a son.
Yeah, I have. I'm married with two kids. My daughter is 17. My son is 14. Of course,
You were told you couldn't have children, right?
So, and then the statistics, oh man, it's 1 in every 2,000 born with spina bifida, and 64% of that are aborted in utero. Just because of the diagnosis of spina bifida. So because of the fear of the unknown, you would rather abort, or the doctors may tell you to abort because they don't know. I don't have any adult spina bifida doctors because they cater more to kids. You can kind of correct some things, but now that I'm 42, basically what I have is what I have. And it's hard for them to treat me because they don't understand what's going on with me.
Right.
So what I would say is trust God in all things, because there's a reason. You know, this child has purpose, whether it be for you to be their spokesperson or for them to be their own spokesperson. But there's never a worst case scenario. It is what you make it.
Now, you were saying that in a lot of instances, individuals that are impacted by this condition, many of them are wheelchair bound.
Yes.
And it prevents them from being able to walk at all.
Yes.
What's different about your condition that and I'm thankful that you're not wheelchair bound, but that would prevent them from walking? Is there a level of severity or?
Well, spina bifida is also known as the snowflake disability, mm-hmm. because another person could have the same Milo that I have and they be wheelchair bound. I have been restricted to a wheelchair. I have worn braces on my legs for 16 years. I currently recently just got fitted again for braces. Hadn't worn them in 26 years, but now we're back to the same angst and kinks that require me to wear them to hopefully minimize some pain that I'm going through. Being told that you couldn't walk, my mom said I wanted something. She put it beyond my reach, and I got up to get it.
Wow.
And that's how I'm doing these 42 years. If you want something, get up and get it. Yeah. However that looks. If you're in a wheelchair, then that's fine. If you're not, then that's fine. You know, no one knows the dynamics of the severity or the less severity. Nobody knows what's but God.
Well, you know, and it's amazing. I've heard other individuals tell stories about having challenges in life, and they talked about the role of their parents in doing that. I mean, you know, Ray Charles even talked about in his movie how his mom pressured him that he would not become a victim to this disability. And, you know, I could just tell from that testimony, your mother had to be an amazing lady. And her pushing you is the true love that you want to see a mother share for their child, any parent share for their child. And I can still see some of the strength in you today that had to be instilled by your mother.
Yeah, and she was only 16.
Oh, wow.
So she was young, still in school. No pre-testing, because, you know, back then it was totally different.
Right.
When I came out, this is what she was presented with. And I know I was in the ICU, NICU type deal for a month. I was in the hospital for a month. And just even now, I just found out last week that I am due for another surgery the beginning of November. I've been married for 7 years. We've been together 9 years. I've had a surgery every year that I've known my husband. I think this time has been maybe a year and a half.
So with the surgery, not to get, you know, I guess too personal with, but what are they doing with the surgery? What are you having done?
The most recent surgeries I've had have been corrective surgeries for my feet. I also have club feet, which basically I walk on the sides of my feet as opposed to on the bottom. Mm-hmm. So my ankle is twisted. It creates the waddle walk. And it creates pain because everything is off-centered, off-balance. Mm-hmm. What they've been trying to do in the last 4 or 5 years is straighten it as much as possible to alleviate the pain that's going further up. Mm-hmm. So when you say, what are the dynamics of your day? It depends. If my foot is hurting, then it travels up. If my back is hurting, it's centrally located. If I have a headache, it may be centrally located, but it may go down to my neck because I have a shunt. So it depends on what's hurting. But again, it's been a lot of break this to fix that, reposition this to hopefully straighten that. And it may last for a year, and then sometimes the hardware gives out. Sometimes something else breaks. I have a hairline fracture that I didn't know about because I only have 30% sensation below the knee. So, somehow I fractured something and didn't know.
Come on, no.
By the time I know, it's at its max for an able-bodied person's sensation. So, by the time I went to the doctor, the hairline fracture had already healed, but it healed incorrectly. Mm-hmm. So, I'm walking on an incorrect bone. It's throttling my whole body. I had a crash and burn last night because I just don't want to do it. And I told my husband, I don't want to do this. So, what you got? And because we've been together so long, he knows what that means. I need a pep talk. I need you to tell me why this one is going to matter as opposed to the other 27 or how many ever that I've had. I need you to tell me. No one, of course, can guarantee but the Lord. But it just takes a lot. It takes a lot. I have kids. My kids are busy. They still need me to be up, coherent, moving. I don't have to, you know, change diapers. But they're still kids. They still need me to be functioning, and it takes a lot to just constantly go under and then back up and then off your feet, on your feet. You take it how it comes. Right. I was not aware that in the month of October this is what I would find out. Yet I'm here still speaking because life has to go on. It may be a little difficult, but has to go on. So I'll see what November 9th brings when it brings.
Well, we commend you. I definitely just want to say, you know, thank you for getting the word out and just for your strength. I mean, you can see it all over you. So just a round of applause to you. And I know you're looking like that, but some people, they don't want to, when they go through certain things, they don't feel comfortable enough to share what's going on with them. And I feel like by you sharing, there's someone that may be listening who's going through it or has a child that's going through it, a niece, nephew, friend, we don't know. So I thank you personally for coming through and telling your story. Now, before we let you go, just how can people get more information about it? Spina Bifida.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a Spina Bifida Association. If you just Google Spina Bifida, so much information comes up. If you wanted to follow me, I'm on Facebook. I emphasize in the month of October, I really just give helpful hints. I give you more information. So I may give you a visual. This year is the most advocacy that I've done. For whatever reason, I guess I'll find out on the back end why I'm doing this, because I really don't know. It was just, you know, the Lord said, okay, you are here for a reason. Go. And so here I am. But Spina Bifida Awareness, just Google Spina Bifida. Ask questions. I'm not originally from Georgia, so I've been here for a while, but I still don't have a spina bifida specialist here. I know there are some in Atlanta. Call around. There is probably an Easter Seals. Call around. ask questions. Do not just take the doctor's words verbatim. Mm-hmm. They're practicing medicine. They don't know the end. That's not for them to say. That's not for them to call. They're just giving you recommendations. It's up to you.
All right.
Wow. Well, I just want to thank you so much. And I just got to say, when you walked in the studio, I would have never imagined that anything was going on. That's just how well you have allowed your inner self to say, I'm going to be in control of this. I'm going to master this. I'm going to defeat this. And I know you have your internal pains, and I know you have your internal struggles. And kudos to your husband, because he sounds like he's an amazing guy.
Yes,
you know,
he
for
is,
you and a gift from God.
Yes,
you know, to understand your struggles and be there with you and support you, and maintain the family, help maintain the family. Mm-hmm. But you have just inspired me today, and I'm appreciative of your time. I'm appreciative of your advocacy. There's somebody out there who needed to hear this, and I'm glad that you were open enough to share your personal struggles and what you are going through, and you're just a beautiful person inside and out, and I just want to thank you again for coming here.
Thank you for the platform.
What Teddy
I
said.
Didn't know.
Thank you.
Ditto.
Right. Ditto. Thank you, Jaquilla. We truly appreciate it again. You coming by Sunday Conversation, and we will be back with more Sunday Conversations. Janae Renee
and Teddy Reese.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversations. Janae Renee.
And it's Teddy Reese.
Teddy got these allergies. Yeah. He claimed that they're allergies, you all. I don't know. I'm trying to slide to the left a little bit because I cannot be sick.
How you going to open up with a conversation like
because,
that?
Because
we just had
we
this
just
inspirational lady here with us talking about her challenges, and I'm moved.
I'm just saying, I'm
still
moved
catching
too.
This tear in
Shouts
my eye.
Shout out to Jaquilla. I'm moved too, but I'm just saying, Teddy, I don't need to be out. I got things to do. You know, we got the Fountain City Classic weekend coming up. I can't be out for the count.
So I heard party,
Because you're claiming it's allergies.
By the way, all my friends, young professionals, Cufflinks and Pearls, Thursday, you don't want to miss it.
You might miss it if it's not allergies.
I'm gonna be there regardless, even if I'm with my barf bag and all. I'll go to Cufflinks and Pearls. And you need to show up, too. We need all young professionals. This is the premier young professional networking event in the city of Columbus every year. You know, I'm on the committee. We do it right. Led by Josina and Crystal. And we got Josina here today to talk about something else. But she's not here to talk about Cufflinks and Pearls. But I'm just plugging it real quick. But it's a great event. And you make sure you be there.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just going to segue. I mean, you were.
Oh, I can segue.
You were into
it. I mean, you know.
Say David Banner. Can you say David Banner?
And David Banner.
The rapper?
Yeah, David Banner is our guest speaker. And, you know, he keeps it real. And I'm looking forward to the message. But we have a great person here today that does wonderful work here in the community. She really needs no introduction for a lot of people. She's well known. Her husband thinks he's popular, but he's not. It's really her. And so I want to welcome to the studio with us on this great Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Sunday afternoon. It's Sunday, y'all. It's some point of the day. My watch stopped working. But I know, right? I need to
do that.
You know,
it's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Don't throw the shade.
Josina,
Teddy.
How you doing?
Don't throw the shade.
Josina Pittman Green. How you doing, Josina?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you, Teddy?
I am absolutely wonderful. And you're here today to talk about a great event going on around the city in and around November the 7th.
Right.
That's called On the Table.
Yes.
What is On the Table, Josina?
Mm-hmm. So On the Table is basically one day, which is going to be on November 7th, where thousands of citizens around the Chattahoochee Valley come together in small groups around a meal and basically talk about the opportunities, challenges, and quality of life in the Chattahoochee Valley area.
So, wow. So, this is an opportunity for everyday people.
Yep.
To sit with somebody they don't know.
Everyday people.
And share ideas, share concerns.
Mm-hmm. Anything they want to talk about. We know that the Chattahoochee Valley is full of citizens that care a lot about it, that are from here, that may not be from here, but, you know, just love the area and feel like they have something important to contribute to. You know, just, you know, ways that we can make Columbus better. Not saying that it's bad, but, you know, there's always big ideas that come from small conversations. It's just the idea of getting together around a table, breaking bread with one another, and actually talking to one another. We have so many, you know, we have phones, we have cell phones, we text, we email, you know, your faces are up to a screen all day, and we just really kind of lost the art of actually talking with each other.
And this is an important point. It's a free meal.
It's, well.
You know what?
It's a free meal.
Not exactly. It depends. So, again, these conversations will be happening all over the community. Mm-hmm. We have churches, organizations, we have corporations, individuals that are actually going to be hosting this in their home. You can host a dinner, lunch, breakfast anywhere. It can be in a coffee shop. It can be in a park. You know, and you can, your host, whoever. So, the key is you got to go register. And you can register as a host or a guest. And the host can actually provide the meal for their table of 8 to 12, or the host can say, hey, you can bring a lunch. This is a brown bag lunch. Or bring a potluck. Bring a dish. Bring a covered dish. So it's really up to the, you know, we want to leave it up to the host. You know, it's just, I'm sorry, lost my train of thought.
Oh, you're fine.
You just want to leave it, but let's be clear.
I did. I'm clearly out.
There are some hosts, though, that are paying for the meal.
Oh, and yeah, and it is.
It's a free meal, y'all. It's a free meal.
I'll talk about the public location.
And I was gonna say that we here at Davis Broadcasting, we are doing three tables, and I was just volunteered to be, you know, there we go. I'm voluntold. I love it. Volunteered, basically. I love that. I'm going to have to write that down. Hashtag. Told that I was going to be a host on the 7th. And then they got me working on my mom's birthday. That is my mom's birthday, November 7th. But we are going to provide a food. I'm hosting a table at 12 noon. I think we're doing two. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, and then one in the evening time around 6 o'clock. So with that being said, once we get the people together, I think we're having them register on our website to sign up if they want to be a part of the conversation. What's the process after that? So once you get all of the feedback and, you know, you have the conversation, then what happens?
So after the conversations happen, there will be a survey at the end of it. I know there have been a bunch of us who have been a part of a lot of Kumbaya sessions and a lot of kind of focus group things. And so the conversation just doesn't end there. After the conversation, there will be a survey that we will encourage all participants to fill out. If you register, even if you just show up at the table, there will be a sign-in sheet. We will we'll capture your email address. And they'll take that survey. And then we have also partnered with the Institute for Policy Research and Civic Engagement out of the University of Illinois. And they will compile these results and give us a report back that really shares the highlights of all the conversations. Like, what were the top topics that were brought up at these tables? You know, how did the participants feel? What was this experience like? Do they feel like they're more engaged in the community? And it'll be given to us in two ways. What I just described, the highlight, and then also in a comprehensive way where they can actually, you know, you can actually look it up by zip code. So, and just to piggyback off of earlier what you were talking about having kind of like a public location, if you are someone that is interested in participating, but, you know, that you don't necessarily want to be a host, but you do want to go to a table, we do have a lot of options, a lot of public options that are listed on our website. Our website is On the Table Chat, and that's On the Table, CHATT, at cfcv.com. Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong. That's not right. That's the email. So we do have a lot of public locations that are listed on our website. It's onthetablechat.com. Onthetablechat, CHATT.com. We have over 20 public locations from the Columbus Public Libraries. We have some that are hosted in the park. We have some public locations that are in churches. We have several faith-based organizations that are partnering together to do this. We have a huge
great response to this initiative, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
Now, I understand this idea came from Chicago.
It did.
And it's been very successful with them there in Cook County. I love Chicago, by the way. Absolutely. And we're fortunate that the Knight Foundation,
right,
which has done amazing things,
right,
in the Columbus community, and the Chattahoochee Valley Foundation, mm-hmm, Community Foundation, I should say,
yes,
under the leadership of Betsy Covington,
absolutely,
has done amazing things as well. And I was just happened to be at an event and hear her say that the Community Foundation Board, mm-hmm, thought that this was so important that they contributed some of the foundation's money to making
did.
This event happen. And I think it's so amazing when organizations like that and Betsy under her leadership comes together to provide, mm-hmm, an opportunity for the citizens of Columbus, in which, you know, Betsy was recently awarded by Wayne Hales and you know, for her community service work. So she's doing a great job here. Until I say thank you.
Oh,
and we really appreciate
sure
all that she's doing.
Yeah, she loves you guys.
Well, we love her too. And so On the Table is going to be awesome. November the 7th, right?
Yes, November 7th.
And if
7th.
You need a public location, that website is onthetablechat.com. And that's with two T's, short for Chattahoochee.
So we are please, we encourage you to register as a host or a guest. We really encourage those, you know, to really register in their homes, have their personal on the tables. This can be with people that you know, you have your game night with every night. Or it can just be, you know, you can invite two couples and get those two couples to invite, you know, a couple you may not know.
Is it a cutoff time for registration?
So, well, no. I mean, the actual day is November 7th.
Right.
So, you know, I would say November 7th is a cutoff day. We're right. doing it. It's all day November 7th. It's going to be breakfast, lunches, brunches, dinners, mm-hmm, cocktails. So it's happening
That's what
all
I
day.
Been the host for.
All over the
a
city.
Cocktail
so.
Hour.
Yeah, we need to host the one at Circle.
Yeah.
You know, I need
somewhere.
A cocktail hour.
Participation.
Somewhere.
And one thing I want to say is participation really drives this thing.
Right.
And I really want to make sure that all, and I mean all, of the areas in Columbus, Georgia are represented. And so I'm just encouraging all of us to please get out there and participate. This is a great opportunity. This is a one-time opportunity right now. We received the grant from, you know, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, which is one of the largest private foundations, as Teddy mentioned. And right now it's just a one-off. And so we really need to take advantage of it. This is a huge opportunity where we're really getting information back about our community and about what our citizens are actually thinking. That's very valuable.
Well, you know, one of my mentors used to tell me, Teddy, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
All right.
So we need our people to be at the table and
yes.
on the table so that the table can hear what you got to say.
Yes.
And you're going to leave it at the table and go home. If you're not coming to leave it at the table, don't come and bring it. We're going to be respectful. We're going to acknowledge people have different ideas and different concepts. This is a time to listen and this is a time to share. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, it's a time to be respectful.
It's okay to disagree.
It's okay
That's
to disagree.
We know that world peace will not be solved in one day. We understand that, but we do hope that on November 8th that people walk away with the better awareness of, you know, the city they live in, just a broader perspective. You know, and that's important.
And one last important. Thing, you know, for folks that are not that up to par with technology or they don't have no minutes on their data plan.
Really?
Is there a number that they can
yeah.
call to
Absolutely.
Get information as well?
Yes. The number you can call is 706-718-9565. And again, the website is onthetablechat.com. And on that website is everything that you need. I mean, everything. We also are providing the host toolkits, everything that you need, everything that you'll need to facilitate a productive conversation. The only thing that you'll need to do is get the people there and figure out the food. But we have your rules, we have conversation starters, we have all of that in a bag. All you have to do is just email us at onthetablechat@cfcb.com or just give us a call and we'll get you taken care of.
Well, all right. Well, Josina, thank you so much for your time. And it's been amazing watching you progress professionally from the mayor's office to,
same to you, Teddy.
To now at Community Foundation and just doing big things. All right.
And looking mighty stylish, might I add.
Oh,
I love the shirt.
You
got to throw that in. I love the
Y'all
shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, Josina,
thank you.
She's stylish all the time.
I see.
I have to give her that. She's stylish all the time now.
Well, thank y'all so much. Thank you so much for having me. It's truly a pleasure to be here.
All right. Well, thank you so much. So it's on the table, people. We got to be there to leave it on the table.
November 7th.
November the 7th. And it's going on all over over the city. It's from breakfast to cocktail. So there's almost every hour of the day you got something going on somewhere. Call up or go to that website and see where you can find out how you can participate and where you can participate. Because if you are an individual that's concerned about things here in Columbus, or you think you have some great ideas you want to share, or if you just want to hear how other people feel, this is an opportunity to do just that. This is your outlet for my folks who like to be woke and everything else.
And it's only like 45 minutes, right?
Discussions they say 60 to 90 minutes.
Yeah,
and
so it's not long.
Sometimes it lasts longer.
So I'm coming off the air to host mine, and then hopefully get
back
on the air.
I mean, like, we have a lot of buy-in right now, and, you know, I'm just looking forward to the day. It's going to be a charged day, and I'm excited about it. It's going to be stuff going on. We know, because we're doing, I know from breakfast is starting at 7:30 all through the night. I think Uptown is doing a public one that's going to be a table down Broadway.
Oh, wow.
You know, so people are really, like, taking it by the horns and just kind of really running with it.
Yeah, because Midtown, they're doing theirs at Lake Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so, you know.
So again, those public locations. Yeah. If you want to sign up, if you just don't want to host one, but we want you to host one, or if you want to just participate and come to one and host one, the public locations are on our website. But if you want to do your own, please register on the website.
All right. Sounds good.
Right. Sounds good.
We'll be ready November 7th.
Wonderful.
Sunday conversation. It's always nice to have a conversation with you, Teddy.
Well, that's true. You know, I'm not absolutely sure because I haven't spoken to your mom, but I don't think she have a problem with you working on her birthday. It's her birthday, not yours.
Exactly. So she says that we both should be off.
No, that ain't what she said.
I feel like I heard it. You saw my phone just ring. What did it say, Mom? She was probably calling because in her mind.
She's probably calling you to tell you you going to work.
I had to work. But she might have been listening.
Mm-hmm. She listening. She said, you going to work. You're going to work. So, another great Sunday. Janae, I always appreciate your company.
Same here. And we will talk to you all next Sunday when it will be in November.
It will be November.
It's a Sunday conversation with Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reese.
The views and expressions of Sunday Conversation are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporation, advertisers, nor their staff.